Don't turn it off now. You need this stuff. Tampa Bay's Tantalk Radio Network.
Hey, this is Bumper Pool from the University of Arkansas. We just won the Outback Bowl, and you're listening to Knockout Radio.
This Knockout Radio brought to you by 8-Man Strong, Staff Zone, and Bucked Up Energy Drink. I asked you about, you know, the best name in the city, or the best city name. I went with Intercourse, Pennsylvania.
Yeah.
Bumper Pool has to be one of the greatest names ever.
Well, you said earlier you needed a pool guy, so there you go. Call him.
I think I got somebody coming Tuesday.
Well, if he doesn't work call the guy's name is Pool, literally.
By then, the pool should be totally drained.
Okay.
Nobody does above-ground pools.
I got a question.
September 4th.
Have you been to London? Have you ever been to England?
Yes.
Like, is it true that the women are not very attractive?
Don't remember.
Because I watched the World Cup soccer game this morning for Australia versus England, and the girls are cute. I mean, there's a couple blondes on the English team that won. And I was like, man, I always thought they were
any
like...
Any dudes playing?
They could have been. I mean, they were pretty athletic. I don't know.
I'm glad England won.
But did you see that the women's soccer team, because of the agreement that they have with the men's team for revenue share, that they're splitting $7 million each when the women's team only brought in like $3.5 million. The men's team brought in like $10 million or $12 million, and now they're sharing revenue, and they want equal pay, and they want all the equal stuff, but they don't bring equal value to the table.
And you know, many people have said that, but the women's team has been so dominant, you know, that they deserve to be paid more, to be honest. Now they don't.
Yeah.
You know, and they should get money back from Pink Hair.
That's your girl.
I hate that girl. Oh, lady, man, whatever she is. It is.
The thing.
I can't stand it.
Whatever
you want to call her, I'm going with.
Man. But did you see the autograph session she did with that kid? And wouldn't even acknowledge him.
Well, first of all.
How do you feel about it?
Well, we've learned a long time ago that don't go by anything that you see. We don't know if that was real.
We don't know.
Right. We don't know the situation.
Sure.
That kid could have, we don't know, gone up to her 9 times already.
Yeah.
Okay. Please, on all that's holy in the world, don't make me defend that person because I don't want to do it. But like you know, and why so many people dislike me on both sides, is I believe there's right and wrong. I don't care sides. And we don't know the whole story.
It's true.
You know, how many times do you go up and, you know, let's say, and again, let's say that she is the jackass that I think she is, okay?
And because of the kneeling and the protests and the not respecting the flag and all that stuff?
Because
you've been to war.
I haven't been to war.
Well, you went to war with Jason Knight about the flag and respect.
I didn't go to war with anybody.
Well, fighters go to war every
week. No, they don't.
That's what they do.
No, they don't.
Ask them.
And I'll correct them. I'll correct them every single time. They don't go to war. There's not been a single fighter that's been at a war in a fight, in an octagon, in a squared circle. You got to be careful because...
Brian Stan was a...
Well, that's why I was going to say, you got to be careful because Brian Stan, not Stan.
Stan.
Brian Stan was in a war because my brother-in-law had some dealings with him.
Okay.
As like the military, not him, just the people that were under him. We got to be, you know. So yeah, Brian Stan was in a war, but Brian Stan was never in a war, in a fist fight, in an octagon, squared circle, blah, 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 blah. And if they think they've been to a war, let's send them to one.
Oh.
Go to one.
Are we still having wars? Is that a thing?
There's wars everywhere.
I mean, Ukraine and, like, obviously Russia's got one going on, but we're not in any conflicts, are we?
We still got people over there.
I thought we pulled out of Afghanistan and all that. Like, are we done with all that?
Honestly, in full disclaimer, I don't know. I don't watch the news. Even though I want to start, I got to be honest with you, and let's piss off more people.
Let's get to it.
I have changed channels a couple times, you know, when Dementia Man comes on. Okay. I want to start leaving it on.
We're static now? Are you being canceled?
We might be.
You start talking about things of, maybe the station was pulled off.
Maybe.
Did you unplug it from the station?
I didn't do nothing. I think they're doing it on purpose.
You think so?
Or they don't know.
Go ahead and piss the rest of them off. It was a great career. Let's send it. Set it on fire.
What's wrong with this?
you start talking about like pissing everybody off, and you change channels, and
now there's more static than we know what to do with.
You said Dementia Man, and it went static only. Big Brother's watching. Go ahead.
Or listening.
Go ahead.
No, all I was saying is now I enjoy watching Dementia Man.
Yeah.
I mean, I still haven't done it yet. You know, but the little bit I've seen of him, it's the number one comedy show on in America.
Because you don't know what he's going to say.
He doesn't know what he's going to say. I think we need to go to break and make sure we can get this fixed before our next interview, which is coming up in about 7 minutes. So let's hit a break and hopefully it can get fixed. This is Dementia Man. Check again from Tournament to Pizza. We'll be right back.
This is the Tantalk Radio Network.
Hi, this is Richard Karn from Home Improvement, and you're listening to Knockout Radio.
Construction companies always face hiring challenges. Do you need temporary help on your project? Or maybe you want a true partner for all of your staffing needs? StaffZone is construction staffing excellence, providing both skilled and general labor positions. And we want to work for you. For all of your construction staffing needs, call us at 877-247-ZONE or visit us online at thestaffzone.com to find your local branch. Our staffing professionals are eager and ready to earn your business. That's 877-247-ZONE.
Ready to take charge of your day? Bucked Up energy drinks are taking over the energy drink market. Find them at Walmart, Publix, GNC, and Vitamin Shop. Real energy and real focus. Get bucked up!
You're hungry, where do you go to eat?
Berg Sports Bar and Grill.
You want to have a drink, where do you go?
Berg Sports Bar and Grill.
Having a get-together with the guys from the softball team, where do you do it?
That's right, Berg Sports Bar and Grill.
Located at 1320 Central Avenue, St. Petersburg, right across from Tropicana Field, Berg's is the best place to take the whole family for food and fun. Going to a Rays game? Have dinner before the game at Berg's, and after the Rays win, come and celebrate with all your friends at Berg's, right across from the Trop. So come down and see Berg and the whole gang at Berg Sports Bar and Grill.
Ferg Sports Bar and Grill.
This is Randy Harris for Mick for Hair at Got Split End Salon in Pinellas Park, our official hair care and grooming provider who caters to everyone, women, men, kids, and senior citizens in an affordable, upscale environment staffed with the most talented professionals in the business. Visit Mick for Hair at Got Split Ends today at 4376 Park Boulevard in Pinellas Park or call them at 727-290-9873.
The Country Depot is located in the heart of downtown Brooksville at 36 North Broad Street. They have everything under the sun, from one-of-a-kind art and decor to sports memorabilia, from metal signs and handbags to men's wallets. It's worth the drive. But you can also shop online at countrydepotstore.com. You never know what you'll come across when you visit. Country Depot.
8-Man Strong is not simply about the biggest or strongest. It's about those who have survived true lows, suffered, faced demons real or in their heads, and are fighting to come back against it all. If you live with a passion for greatness and strength and resilience towards all obstacles that may attempt to derail you, if you are bold and aggressive in the pursuit of the things you want in life, if you are meant to overcome everything that stands in your path of reaching your goals, then you are 8-Man Strong.
This is the Tantalk Radio Network.
Hey, Tampa, this is Terrell Owens, and you're talking sports with Randy Harris.
This is Knockout Radio coming to you live, or maybe we're not live anymore.
Shut up.
From Tour to Pizza. Welcome back to the program, Randy Harris.
Brought to you by Knockout Radio. Is brought to you by 8-Man Strong, Staff Zone, and Bucked Up Energy Drink. Let's go close out our Ultimate Fighter coverage. This will be our last, and then obviously the finales are this weekend. So for the very last time, Jason Knight did his weekly correspondence. For the very last time, let's talk about last night's episode with last night's winner, which happened a while ago, and that's Cody Gibson. Cody, how are you?
Doing good. Thank you guys for having me on today.
We appreciate your time, and this will be the first time all season that I don't have to say we're only talking up through last night's episode because the show is now completed. You know, I want to get right into something, and we're going to talk about the whole season and obviously your big fight, you know, on Saturday. I've supported Brad Katona up to this point. I've agreed with him switching teams. Jason Knight does the show every single week. I agreed with the comments he made. But he brought something to my attention, and if this is true, I'm going to change my entire opinion. You're going to find out I'm very opinionated. He believes, after watching the fight last night, and I asked him about the first three leg kicks, and he said that he believes that Brad Katona told them on the other team that you were injured. Do you believe that?
I don't believe he did. I was worried about that leading into the fight, but in talking to guys from their team afterwards, they weren't aware of my knee injury, at least the extent of it. So I don't think he actually did that. But yeah, definitely it was a concern going in. I wasn't sure if he was going to do that.
Okay. Well, I mean, I feel better about that. You know, I'm very outspoken, right, wrong, you know, and all that. And I think that would be crap if he did. And if you believe that he didn't, then that's obviously what I'm going to go with. First and foremost, talk about the crawfish boil and was it good?
Oh, yeah. I never had a crawfish boil, and it was a little bit weird at first because I never, like, sucked the head of a crawfish like that. But they brought in 60 pounds of crawfish, and we ate every single ounce of it. So it was a good time and a different experience for me, but it was really good, really salty. And the time of the filming when they did that, I was trying to increase my salt to keep, you know, so it was good to have a salty meal like that. And it was really good, fun experience.
How much before the fight that we saw last night was the boil? So, like, was there any jeopardy of eating too much or whatever and having a problem, you know, come fight time?
I ate it, so it had to have been at least a few days, you know, quite a few days before the semifinals, but it was somewhere in the vicinity of, like, you know, the week of or right before a week of the fight. So I wouldn't have eaten it, you know, when I'm the week of the fight, I'm on a salt deficit diet. So probably was, you know, 7, 8, 9 days out or something like that. So
talk about last night's episode. Obviously a very, very dominant fight. And like I said to Jason, and like I'm going to say to you, I found it funny that, you know, Connor kept yelling what a great job he was doing when he lost 10-8, possibly 10-7.
Yeah, I just, you know, I was worried about my knee injury going into it. I knew I was going to eat some leg kicks with kind of the changes I made in how I was standing, and using that kind of boxer stance leaves you very susceptible to leg kicks because you don't have the ability to check outside leg kicks. So I was worried about that, but I knew if I could get the fight to the ground, that I'd have a significant advantage. And so, luckily he tried a technique that he stumbled on, and I was able to capitalize and, you know, do what I knew I could do, which was take the back, put the body triangle on and go to work. And, it was funny because the submission that I had told Michael Chandler and the rest of the coaches that I thought was available to me against Rico, was a submission that ended up being available, and was able to slap it on, and couldn't even get to the completely to the right side for that submission. I needed the cage was in my way, but luckily I had a good squeeze and good pressure, and I was able to get him out of there before he, as we saw, you know, he's pretty good at regrouping and coming out again in the second round. So I was trying to avoid that at all costs.
Was it possible to block it out? Obviously, you know, you're injured. You know that you may have to change your game plan. Is it hard to block that out and just do what you need to do to get the job done?
Yeah, I mean, it definitely changed my game plan going into it. And I was worried about it. I wasn't worried so much about, like, the pain or, like, anything like that, but it just didn't feel very stable when I was in there. And, yeah, I was worried that it was going to – the doctors had told me that I had a significant increase in risking tearing my ACL. So I was worried about that, knowing the extent of that injury. And my striking coach, Castle Williams, tore his last year. And so I've seen him kind of battle through that and the time it takes. So I was trying to avoid that. And, I was definitely worried about it. But like I said, I knew if I could get him down to the ground, that I'd have a pretty good shot at either getting the ground and pound TKO or submission. And so I was confident in that. And so I just knew I needed to get him down at least once. And so luckily that's the way it played out.
Hey, Cody, so as you prepare for the finale and getting ready for this, this past weekend, John Dodson, a guy you beat 2 years ago, became the flyweight champion of the BKFC. Does that give you any kind of additional confidence knowing that you've beat a guy who went on to become the best in his division in another discipline? Does that help you as you prepare for this final finale?
Yeah, it's been fun to follow John and his career in the bare knuckle stuff. I've definitely been paying attention when he fights and watching his fights. So he's a good guy. So he's just like to see him move on in his career and have success in this different avenue. Of course, we were talking about this just earlier today, actually, me and my coaches, about how it's funny because when you fight someone, obviously you want to beat them. Usually, for me at least, you kind of have to go in that mental mind frame of not liking them. But after you're done fighting them, you want them to have the best career ever. You know, you want them to be nothing but successful. And so it's been cool to see John have the success that he's had, and I wish him nothing but the best.
Well, it's funny that you say that, and I want to talk about the phone call, and I know you have another phone call coming up, so we'll do this as quickly as possible. I'm not sure you would say the same thing about your competition on Saturday, though, right?
I don't have to try too hard to not like him, that's for sure. but even him, you know, I mean, after I beat him on Saturday, I hope he goes on a 25 win streak, you know? You always want the guys you beat to have success because it kind of, you know, marinates well on your record when you beat somebody that goes on to have success. So even Brad Katona, I hope he wins moving forward after Saturday night.
You are a class man.
Yeah, man.
I'm curious, when did the phone call come? You know, how many days before the fight?
That was just maybe a day or the day, maybe 2 days before the fight, we were able to make those phone calls.
Is it something, and I know that there was one fighter that didn't, and I've always said, and I've tried to get on Survivor and some of these other reality shows, I've always said I wouldn't want that phone call. Was there any time that you didn't want to talk to the family back home?
Oh, no, I was missing them a lot. I wasn't super excited because I knew if my kids got on the screen that I would be crying pretty quickly. So I wasn't super excited to be crying on national TV. But I was very excited to talk to him, and it definitely gave all the guys that were in the semifinals a little motivation, a little boost right before they went into their final weight cut and fight. So there was no hesitation on my part. In fact, I was, kind of bugging the production.
This is it.
My turn.
This is
my
your
turn.
Place.
That kind of stuff.
Your spellcasting, mischief-making, coaster-crushing,
I've always thought
giant
that
milkshake.
It would pull me down instead of, you know, help me up. It's like I've already been there X amount of days. I was in the military. I was gone for 6 months. And it would kind of like want me to go home so bad that it may mess with my mind. That's what I've always thought.
Yeah, I don't know. I just guess I didn't look at it that way. I was just happy to get 10 minutes of conversation with them, see their faces, see that they were doing good. My wife actually had a pretty serious surgery while I was gone. So being able to see that she was healthy and good and my kids were doing well, for me, man, it was definitely a welcome change.
Yeah, that definitely makes sense. Real quickly, let's talk about this Saturday, UFC 292, the finale for all four Michael Chandler members. So, A, talk about the coaching staff, and I know you did that last night, and then let's talk about the fight versus Brad Katona.
Yeah, man. Michael Chandler and the guys that he brought as the coaching staff of the show were just I've really felt like they went above and beyond for us in a lot of ways and, provided us with the best opportunity to be successful. And, you know, we're more concerned with building relationships with us and putting us in the right mental mind state than necessarily the X's and O's of fighting. Not that we didn't work on those things, but, you know, we all know how to fight. So it was, a lot of the time it's the mental side of things that can be the determining factor in a fight. And they really made us feel like a team. They made us feel like we were a unit, and we all had the same goal in mind. And so I was very excited. You know, in retrospect, the whole experience, you know, feel very fortunate to have been on his team. And yeah, I'm excited. Saturday night is going to be a fun night. I mean, I get to kick off the ESPN portion of the show, so I'm hoping to kick it off with a bang and go out. And I'm looking for the trifecta. You know, I had two first-round finishes on the show. I don't know if it's ever been done before, but I'd like to get a third and complete the trifecta, win this show, and remind guys in the bantamweight division in the UFC who I am and what I'm all about.
Final question for you. Have you ever done a 30-minute-plus ice bath?
No, that was insane. I mean, their skin looked like they needed to go to the hospital after it was over, to be honest with you. It was good. A little nerve-wracking. Like, they were hurting. So, yeah, that was kind of crazy how long that all took. And luckily they were okay. But, yeah, I was definitely – I'm a 5 minutes tops in the ice bath kind of guy.
Yeah, and that's 6 minutes longer than I'll do it. So, with that said, Cody, thank you very much for your time. It was an enjoyable season. Have fun this week. Have fun on Saturday. I know we have your address. We're going to send you a care package from 8 Man Strong, as well as some cool stuff from Bucked Up Energy Drink for coming on and talking to us.
Thank you, guys. I appreciate it, and thanks for having me on. Thanks for watching. It should be a fun one this Saturday, so tune in.
Looking forward to it. That's Cody Gibson fighting for the title, fighting for the Ultimate Fighter, the glass figure, the money, the contract, all that kind of stuff. So it has been a fun season. You know, a lot of people haven't liked it. I have. I've enjoyed it. We'll hit this break, and we'll talk about the entire season now that it's over, give views, opinions, and such. We'll do that when we return. And then we'll also look at this Saturday's fight, kind of look at fights we're looking forward to. This is Knockout Radio, brought to you by Staff Zone, Bucked Up Energy Drink, and 8 Man Strong.
This is the Tantalk Radio Network.
Hi, this is Mark Wiley from the Baltimore Orioles. You're listening to Talking Sports with Randy Harris.
Got bills? Looking for work? But nobody is hiring? Staff Zone is. As the leading provider of commercial construction, industrial, and special event staffing throughout the Southeast and Texas, Staff Zone has plenty of work to go around, and they need you now. Don't wait. Go now to www.thestaffzone.com and find a branch closest to you. Work today, get paid today. That's the Staff Zone way.
Ready to take charge of your day? Bucked Up Energy Drinks are taking over the energy drink market. Find them at Walmart, Publix, GNC, and Vitamin Shop. Real energy and real focus. Get bucked up.
You're hungry. Where do you go to eat?
Berg Sports Bar and Grill.
You want to have a drink? Where do you go?
Berg Sports Bar and Grill.
Having a get-together with the guys from the softball team? Where do you do it?
That's right. Berg Sports Bar and Grill.
Located at 1320 Central Avenue, St. Petersburg, right across from Tropicana Field, Berg's is the best place to take the whole family for food and fun. Going to a Rays game? Have dinner before the game at Berg's, and after the Rays win, come and celebrate with all your friends at Berg's, right across from the Trop. So come down and see Berg and the whole gang at Berg Sports Bar and Grill.
Ferg Sports Bar and Grill.
This is Randy Harris for Mick for Hair at Got Split End Salon in Pinellas Park, our official hair care and grooming provider who caters to everyone, women, men, kids, and senior citizens in an affordable, upscale environment staffed with the most talented professionals in the business. Visit Mick for Hair at Got Split Ends today at 4376 Park Boulevard in Pinellas Park, or call them at 727-290-9873.
The Country Depot is located in the heart of downtown Brooksville at 36 North Broad Street. They have everything under the sun, from one-of-a-kind art and decor to sports memorabilia, from metal signs and handbags to men's wallets. It's worth the drive. But you can also shop online at countrydepotstore.com. You never know what you'll come across when you visit. Country Depot.
8 Man Strong is not simply about the biggest or strongest. It's about those who have survived true lows, suffered, faced demons real or in their heads, and are fighting to come back against it all. If you live with a passion for greatness and strength and resilience towards all obstacles that may attempt to derail you, if you're bold and aggressive in the pursuit of the things you want in life, If you are meant to overcome everything that stands in your path of reaching your goals, then you are 8-Man Strong.
This is the Tan Talk Radio Network.
Hi, this is Baseball Hall of Famer Wade Boggs. You're listening to Knockout Radio.
This is Knockout Radio, brought to you by Staff Zone, Bucked Up Energy Drink, and 8-Man Strong. Closing out, tough, huh?
What are you doing, Wally Flag? What are they called?
I thought I was having a stroke.
Wally Bag?
I don't know what that even means.
Teabagger? What do you guys do in the Navy thing?
What
do you guys do? What do you call it when you cross the equator?
We go through the... It's a shellback when you cross and a polywog before. I'll bring my card. You know that the shellback card, when I was in, and again, things change, was more valuable than the checks.
What?
You know, it was the same guy, the purser or whatever the hell his name was back then. He was in control of all the money, right? Okay. That's where we got paid every other week.
Okay.
He also had the shellback cards and the Suez Canal cards and all that in his safe. And the cards were more valuable than the checks and money.
Really?
Well, money can be replaced. The other you got to earn.
Oh.
Not just anybody can. In the crossing the equator was a big deal. Some people refused to do it because they
like Monopoly, and you get $200 every time you cross.
$175. No money is worth money.
Okay.
All right. Tough 31.
Yeah.
Gets completed on Saturday.
Yes.
Cody versus Brad. I've been a Brad guy the whole time.
You have.
I mean, I like the guy.
You have a
and
poster,
I like what he says.
Picture,
no,
memorabilia?
Donkey, I don't.
You have a trading card?
No, donkey, I don't.
You should get one.
No, donkey, I won't.
Doesn't your guy? He's a trading card guy.
I'm sure he has them. Ryan Westner, who has two shops, one here and one in Homosassa.
Yeah.
I liked Brad, and I liked what he stood for.
Yeah.
You know, and he said from day one, I'm loyal to me. I'm not loyal to you. I'm not loyal to the team. In 6 weeks, I'll never see you guys again.
And he could be a first-time, two-time Ultimate Fighter winner, like making history.
He could. And I'm honestly torn because I liked Cody last night. You know, he was cool on right now.
Yeah, for sure.
You know, we haven't met these guys. It's
right.
Just we've talked to them and stuff.
Yeah.
Every single one of them has been very cordial and been cool when they've come on.
For sure.
Along with Michael Chandler. You know, I thought he was fantastic, you know, at the beginning of the season.
Absolutely.
I'd love to get Connor on so I can tell him what I think of him, but then I would no longer cover the UFC because that's their boy. That's their golden ticket. I've enjoyed the season. Most people haven't. They didn't like it. And now whether they didn't like it because Connor's team couldn't win, you know, looking back, do you think Dana and the producers should have, would have, and may in the future, they'll split it. You get one group of prospects and one group of veterans.
Now, I don't want to end your relationship with the UFC.
That'd be nice.
But I would like to ask a question. Do you think that the slap is a distraction from the Ultimate Fighter this season when they both overlapped at the same time frame?
No, first of all, it's two different things.
I understand that.
And slap, I think they had two slaps during the run of this Ultimate Fighter.
Okay. Because, you know, it's a big production to put on a show to be here, to have the referees there, to have Dane over here.
Yeah.
Think it was a distraction at all?
I don't think the show was any different.
Okay.
I don't, you know, and I watched almost every episode because I knew that we were going to get the guys on. I didn't see other than the non-existence of Conor McGregor, which had nothing to do with slap anyway.
Right.
It's really a well-oiled machine. And the Ultimate Fighter was done. So when I was out there in July, right? Because we would already have the guys on, you know, first on Tuesdays, the Dana White Contender Series. And then you come back the next day and the facility looks the same, but it's different because now it's slap. And last week we came back on Saturday and now it's different because now it's, you know, another UFC event, a fight night.
It's like the arenas. I can do like hockey. And the next day is basketball. The next day it's like the circus. The next day is a concert.
The seats were basically the same. You know, it was on three sides. And even though slap, they come out like from where we sat. So I don't think people were sitting there. But I don't. It's a well-oiled machine. Everybody has responsibilities. PR-wise, certain PR people do the UFC. Certain PR people are doing slap. Dave Lockett was doing, really, he was doing a little of both, of slap and the Ultimate Fighter. So no, in my opinion, It had nothing to do with it. I don't think it hurt it at all. And like I said, I kind of enjoyed watching. I didn't think a lot of the fights were very competitive. And again, it's kind of like when we talk about a fighter going to the UFC. I will take a UFC veteran over a non-UFC veteran. I don't care, you know, how good you are or where you're coming from. You know, Chandler came over. All right? It took a while to get used to or whatever. The elite of the elites, the UFC.
Yeah.
Whether any of the other organizations want to admit it or not.
Have you been following the Ultimate Fighter since the beginning? Like, when did you join into the Ultimate Fighter? Did you, from day one?
Does this guy not listen to the show? I don't understand the question. Yes, I have covered the Ultimate Fighter since Tough One, Randy Couture, Chuck Liddell. The commentator, the host was, any idea? Willa Ford. Willa Ford. Oh. And I've told you this story.
Because Jim Brown was the first commentator of the original UFC.
Right.
Of UFC 1.
Correct. Tough One, they went clothes shopping in New York.
Okay.
And I flew up there and took Randy Couture, and I've told you this story, to Regis and Kelly. I don't think it was Kathy. I think it was Kelly. And I'll never forget, the guy that I brought used to have a clothing company who was sponsoring us. So I brought him to the show. And he took his camera, and it was like a little camera, so it shows you how long ago it was. And he put it in, what's that purple bag that some kind of alcohol comes in?
Crown Royal bag.
So he puts the camera in there, and then he ties the string into a knot. So now Regis is there, and we're trying to get a picture with Regis and Randy. And we can't get the camera out. And so Randy's fumbling, trying to get it out. And Regis, you know, got the strongest man in the world, and he can't get the camera out of the bag. I have been involved with
The reason I asked that setup question.
I wondered.
Was because Ultimate Fighter winner season 9, do you know who that was?
Not off the top of my head.
His name is James Wilkes.
Okay.
And have you ever seen his documentary?
No.
So James Wilkes was a UFC fighter, won UFC season 9 of the Tough series. And he was training, sparring, blew out both his knees. What's wrong?
What's that? It's like I can hear something.
No. So he blew out both of his knees. And so while he was laid up recovering, he went on a quest to find out about the diet of gladiators and protein-based diet. And
didn't the guy from Monty Python's Holy Grail go on a quest as well?
A quest for the Holy Grail, yes.
Okay, interesting.
But so what he did was do this documentary. It's called Game Changers. It's unbelievable, Randy. It talks about his career, and then it talks about how they excavated bones from the gladiators and found out through bone density testing that the gladiators didn't eat meat. They were vegetarians. And it follows the whole process. And then they followed up to, you know, Olympians and the world's strongest man and world record holders and 3 Miami Dolphin pro athletes. And they do blood testing, and they show what, like, you know, eating plant-based versus animal-based proteins does to the human body as far as athletic performance. And it's fascinating. And so it's a great tie-in with the Tough series, because he's the film director behind the movie called Game Changers. And in Portuguese, if you're in Brazil, it would be translated to...
That's your hometown, right?
Dieta dos Gladiators.
Home country.
And that's how I found it. Because, you know, my kids are smart. And so they tell me that I'm not smart.
You're not. They're right. So, that's the first right thing I've heard them say.
So we're in the mountains, and I grabbed the remote to watch Netflix. And they looked at me and said, we're going to watch a cartoon. I said, no. I have the control. I have the power. And they said, it's all in Portuguese, dummy.
And then they leg kicked you.
And so I said, well, I'll find something. And when I do, you'll have to watch it. So I put in all kind of titles, and everything came up in Portuguese, except this one movie called Game Changers. And I think you should watch it. It will be amazing.
On a scale of 1 to 10, 1 being absolutely not.
It's a UFC guy. He's 10, the director.
I'm just going to tell you, on a scale of 1 to 10, it's a 0.
You're crazy. Why would you say that?
Because I probably won't watch it.
You will love it. And it's going to change your diet. So we're going to fix your mindset. We're going to change your life, Randy. Working on a book. I got a new book coming out. 3 Fs.
Crayons?
No.
Fs. Does it come with crayons?
No. But it's the
pictures?
My favorite words. They're all F words. Okay. First, focus. 2 is fuel. 3 is fitness. So we're going to talk about your goals. Then we're going to put together a fuel plan of what you're going to eat to get to those goals. And then we're going to talk about how you're going to move your body to attain and maintain those goals.
Will I be just as bored then as I am now?
No, you'll be fit and bored. You'll be
okay.
See? You'll love it, Randy. I don't know why you don't let me do for you what I do for everybody else.
Well, I've seen what you do for some people.
I do. I'm amazing.
And it's not good.
I'm the best. I'm best at what I do.
Piss me off. That's no what you're
way.
The best
I'm
at.
I'm here to make you the best you can be. You're a better person because of our friendship.
You think?
Way better.
How do you figure that?
Well, you don't get in fights on airplanes anymore.
Sure I do.
People touch you and they annoy you and you didn't get kicked off. You didn't throw anything at them.
Well, I've never been violent.
But you do say aggressive words and tones.
No, of course I do.
You've been banned on Facebook. You've been
I have.
In jail.
I've been banned from banks.
You've been incarcerated.
I've never been incarcerated.
Through Facebook.
Oh, that's not incarcerated. That's like saying a fight's a war.
You're in Facebook jail.
Yeah, Facebook jail, which is a joke. That's not jail.
You don't think you're a better person because of our friendship, because of our relationship?
If I answered it honestly, will you get up and leave?
Yeah.
You will or you won't?
Yeah.
Well, then I'll lie and say sure. Whatever.
No, but I think, yeah. But you should just buy in. You should just drink the Kool-Aid.
Nah, see, I'm not a follower.
You should be.
I should be. I'm not like the rest of your followers.
Come on.
Your little cult.
Now, look, I know you have a famous friend that's a funny guy, Adam Humphries. Is that his name?
Adam Humphries, sure.
Okay. What's his name?
We'll go with Adam Humphries, the wide receiver.
Adam, what's your buddy's name?
Well, Adam Hunter.
Adam Hunter, you just saw him recently, didn't you?
I did just see him.
Yeah, how was it? Same? Does he do new comedy every time you go? No. Is it a new act?
Well, I think all comedians will put something new in.
Right.
And they'll keep something, you know, that they've had, you know, and I'm, you know, a third of what they've had, a third is new, and a third they take out of the audience of what happens.
Oh, yeah. Do you like that? You like the impromptu stuff, or do you like a set comedy?
Well, I did go see a comedian in Vegas. Steve and I did. Thank you, vettix.com, and I put the photo up. Murray the Magician.
Murray the Magician.
Now, I went because his name was Murray.
Because that's your dad's name.
That was my dad's name, okay. Correct.
It's always going to be your dad.
Well, so I liked that he was goofy. Like, there was a couple things where they did a trick, and then his goofball assistant, who was a guy who's also supposed to be a pretty good musician and magician,
okay.
As he carried off the prop, he would turn it the wrong way. So you could see the back of the prop, which showed how they did what they did.
Right.
And gave away the joke.
Right.
I thought that was awesome.
And he did it on purpose.
Yeah, he did it on purpose. Okay. There was one where he had like a little scarf float across the air. Mm-hmm. And then when the guy came out and he walked back, the scarf was on a fishing pole.
Oh, sure.
And he put, I mean, I'd like that. I mean, it was a cute little 4 p.m. show.
Now, as far as you, you've been to a lot of magician shows. You've been to live events.
I have.
Have you ever been tricked? Like, is there anything that you've seen that you just don't understand how they pulled it off, or you don't know if it was real or not, or like, is there anything that you've a card trick or something that's just blown your mind? Like, oh my God.
Well, I mean, they all do, but I all know it's set up and fake. Somehow they do whatever, okay? But I don't care. You know, that's me. I don't want to get to know how they stuck your watch in, because that's what Piff the Dragon did.
Okay.
He stuck a watch in a box that's been sitting there with the dog. I don't care. Obviously, it's not magic. Obviously, he didn't think it, and it moved from your wrist to that box, right? Obviously, right. They're doing, you know, but whatever. You know, so no, it didn't.
And it's just like you still like walk away and you're like, I just don't know how that operated or how that worked or how that made it happen.
Almost every magic thing I've seen.
Because there's a digital one now. Because, you know, everything's digital. I don't know if your polywag thing, you know, is digital now and like the shell cards. And I'm sure the military has gone current with like.
I'm bringing the cards next week. And like, if you touch them, Kelly will punch you in the face. I don't even know if Kelly has them. Do you have them? That's a yes or no. This is radio. You can't just... Do you have a Shellback card? See, he's a WOG, too. He's a WOG.
But
the two of you can get along. You're both polywogs.
Oh, polywog. you can be my assistant.
Now, Kelly's one step higher because at least he did military service.
Yeah, I was a Boy Scout.
You're just a loser.
I sold popcorn. I was a number one salesman.
I've seen what you sell here. I wouldn't have wanted your popcorn when you were 9.
It was uncooked.
That makes sense.
I was a hell of a salesman for the Boy Scouts.
All right, luckily, it's time to hit our last break, and then you can bore us for the last 10 minutes.
What are you talking about?
All right, let's hit our last break of the afternoon. No more calls for the rest of the day.
I didn't get to finish my story about the digital thing.
You can tell your story and I'll check out. This is Knockout Radio, brought to you by 8 Man Strong, Staff Zone, and Bucked Up Energy Drink.
Fire it all.
This is the Tantalk Radio Network.
Yo, this is Platinum Mike Perry. You're listening to Knockout Radio.
8-Man Strong is not simply about the biggest or strongest. It's about those who have survived true lows, suffered, faced demons real or in their heads, and are fighting to come back against it all. If you live with a passion for greatness and strength and resilience towards all obstacles that may attempt to derail you, if you are bold and aggressive in the pursuit of the things you want in life, if you are meant to overcome everything that stands in your path of reaching your goals, then you are 8-Man Strong.
Tour de Pizza is back as Tournament Day Pizza, located at 170 47th Avenue Northeast in St. Petersburg. Located inside the Racquet Club of St. Pete, we've proudly been serving the greater St. Petersburg area for the last 15 years and running. Tour de Pizza, full menu, full liquor bar, same great pizza, Tour de Pizza. Visit us online at tourdepizza.com. And remember, a slice a day keeps the doctor away. Tour de Pizza, it's where winners eat.
Construction companies always face hiring challenges. Do you need temporary help on your project? Or maybe you want a true partner for all of your staffing needs? Staff Zone is construction staffing excellence, providing both skilled and general labor positions. And we want to work for you. For all of your construction staffing needs, call us at 877-247-ZONE or visit us online at thestaffzone.com to find your local branch. Our staffing professionals are eager and ready to earn your business. That's 877-247-ZONE.
This is the Tantalk Radio Network.
Hey, this is the A-Hole Show, Wes Sims here, and you're talking sports with Randy Harris, my main man.
All right, we are back. Final segment here, coming to you live from Tournament de Pizza. This is Knockout Radio, brought to you by Staff Zone, Bucked Up Energy Drink, 8-Man Strong, and we got somebody big coming on board.
Another sponsor coming
nice. On board. We will hopefully make that announcement beginning of the next month, as well as a new network's joining us too out of Nebraska. That's supposed to start September 1. We'll see if that happens.
Can we go out and take a tour of the studio? And
we can go take a tour of Nebraska
live on radio.
We can go do a show live out on the range of Nebraska,
live on Radio Road.
I really want to go back to was it Wyoming was the first BKFC?
Yeah.
You know, where the steak is 50% off?
Yeah.
I don't know if you caught when Pickett was on last week. I know that there was shockingly some issues, so I don't know how much you heard. So we were talking about some food, and I remember Jamie Pickett said, Jimmy asked Jamie Pickett if he would spend if money was no object, would you spend $2,000
on a steak? In the Jake Paul stuff, he's like, oh, Jake Paul can spend $2,000 on a steak.
And do you know what Pickett said?
No.
So Pickett said something to that if he wanted a steak, he'd just go out in his front yard and get one.
Oh, nice.
Okay.
Yeah.
So I sent the addresses in to Bucked Up Energy Drink and 8-Man Strong to send our thank you guests. And take a guess what the name of the road Jamie Pickett lives on. Now, I won't give any of the other information, but the name of the road that Jamie Pickett lives on.
White Fence.
It's called Pickett.
No. Okay. All right.
That's why he can go into his front yard and grab a cow.
It's his road.
Ranch.
I was thinking like white picket fence or like, I was like trying to.
And I'm like, wait a second. How did I mess this up? Because, you know, we mess up all the time. Like, we sent a package and I'm going to take the blame, even though this isn't my fault. But since he's fighting for the world title in September,
Sean Strickland,
I put the zip code as his apartment number.
Uh-huh.
So when we happened to go to Extreme Couture and he was there, I'm like, I feel like an idiot, but he's like, sure, pal. And he gave me, you know, so we had to get his gear sent to the proper address.
But going back to the magic thing.
Yeah. Like, I don't know why you're so infatuated. Well,
so I'm on Instagram and the guy goes on.
You know you are a magician, just so you know, because you take common sense and throw it out the window and make it disappear.
Oh, I don't want to ruin a good story.
Right. Like, don't let the truth.
But the magic man, John Dotson, congrats to winning the world title, the flyweight BKFC championship. He's called the magic man. But I find it fascinating because everything's going digital now. And even magic. So this guy walks in the bathroom. He has a camera phone, and he like does a thing, a sequence, like do this, do this, do this. Think of a fruit. It starts with a letter.
Quick story?
Yeah, okay. And then and like if I get it right, you got to double tap like to follow me. And he's like, you're thinking of carrot, and I don't know how he did it because I. Every time I see it, I'm like, okay, I'm not going to think of a carrot this time. And I pick a different fruit or vegetable.
It's crazy.
It's the same thing.
America's Got Talent. A 12-year-old walks out there. Now, granted, he's been taught how to do all this. And everything that he does, the four judges have written down.
Yeah.
Now, come on.
It's crazy.
It's...
I mean, I wish I had that kind of mind control over you.
Now, the Murray the Magician, the guy was like telling him.
Right.
You know, so the funniest thing Murray the Magician did was he tells this one guy, pick a card, think about it, okay? And then he takes all 52 and he like sprays them at the guy. He goes, catch your card. It's pretty funny. Was that your card? He's like, no. All right, let's try again. I mean, you know, stupid humor is, you know, pretty funny.
That's why I'm on this network.
Stupid, yeah.
And humor. Two things I love.
Who was the magician that recently died? I can't think of his name. That he became famous because he kept screwing his comedy stuff up. It'll come to me. Weird Al or something like that.
Well, Weird Al Yankovic?
No. But we've talked about it. And he made a mistake by accident where he stapled the card. It was kind of his gimmick, you know, to the face of his assistant. Only this time he screwed up and really did. And she had to go to, I can't think of his name.
Wow.
We hung out with him in the cafeteria. It was so cool.
Yeah.
He's like, hey, you want to eat? I go, that's a stupid question.
So I know this is a stupid question.
Of course it is.
I know it's a little early, but are we going to cover the Formula One in Vegas? Do we have access? Like, is Vegas ready for us? Can we go?
I blew that opportunity a couple weeks ago. That's gone. Vegas is not ready for the race. Vegas is torn apart.
Are they ready for the Super Bowl?
No. No, there's no way that they can be done in time.
While I was in Albuquerque.
Construction is brutal.
I caught up with our friends from Two Guys On.
Well, they're not our friends.
Well, they will be
because you stole those friends from Steve. He's very mad.
It's true. But we are now all connected. And
no, we're not.
They want to do Super Bowl where they get their booth with ours. Or they want to share space and like share guests. And so then they have a place for us to stay out there through their sponsor if you would like to connect with them on a different platform.
Yeah. First, we don't air that publicly. And second, doubtful.
Just saying. It's all about networking.
It's really not.
It is.
It's not.
You got to, like, network.
Anything sports-wise you want to talk about instead of just ruining my entire week?
I'm not ruining anything.
Every time you open your mouth, you ruin it.
We've got
Let's run down the card.
Bare Knuckle coming up.
Not interested. Okay. Let's run down Saturday's UFC.
Sugar Sean O'Malley versus Aljamain Sterling for the world title.
Thoughts?
I just think Aljamain's on a different level.
He is. And you know what's funny's not the right word, but let's go with funny. What's funny is how he won the title and he was dogged about it.
Yeah.
Then he defended the title and he was dogged about it.
Dominant.
And all he continues to do, even though I will say this, I thought Henry Cejudo won.
Okay.
Okay. It doesn't matter what I thought.
For sure.
It only matters what two of the three judges thought.
Right.
But what's interesting, and I talk about this all the time, how one decision changes the lives of many people.
Oh, for sure.
You know, if Henry Cejudo wins, he goes on to
C4,
maybe being the GOAT.
The greatest combat champion of eternity.
Dominic Reyes, if he gets what everybody thought,
right.
Every single person in that media room thought he won.
Yeah.
Except for two judges.
For sure.
You know? So things change. But yeah, Sugar Sean O'Malley has a huge toll.
Huge.
But
if he does, it shocks the world. We've seen crazier stuff happen.
We have.
That's why you tune in. Your co-main
event. Or try to stay awake.
Co-main event, women's strawweight, Zhang versus Lemos. So, I mean, that's another, the former champ. Welterweight fight after that is Neil Magny, veteran of the fight game versus Ian Garry.
That's going to be a good fight.
That's a great fight.
Neil Magny, though, I mean, Ian Garry is taken off. I think he's from Kill, too.
He's 12-0.
I think he's training out of there. I could be wrong, but I think so. Neil Magny, you know, the old veteran. Ian Garry on a roll. Like that fight. Very intriguing.
Your next fight, your bantamweight, Blackshear versus Batista.
Blackshear, who fought last week.
Oh, did he really?
You know that, right?
What?
Yes.
He fought last week?
When I say last week, I'm saying Saturday.
Wow. That kind of turnaround.
How about that?
That's impressive.
How about a payday you're getting?
Hey.
Right? Hey, we want you next week. What?
Marlon Vera versus Pedro Munhoz. Solid fight. Sad to see that Cody Garbrandt fight was called off, but he had a withdrawal. Your middleweight on your prelim, your main event for the prelim, Brad Tavares, who just was on the show earlier, versus the veteran, Chris Weidman. Your middleweight, I got a vested interest in it. Gregory Rodriguez, trained by my boy Daniel Mendez, versus Dennis T. A lot of letters. I'm going to go with...
Oh, my God.
God, man, where's Pat Sajak? I mean, that guy retired just enough. T-I-U-L-I-U-L-I-N.
Yes.
Can I buy you?
I remember the time when I said to... This was recently, too, when I said to the fighter, I'm not even going to pronounce it. And he pronounced it and it goes, "Achoo." You.
And then next fight, your lightweight bout, Kurt Hubala.
This is for the title.
Versus Austin Hubbard.
Right. This is for your tough finale. Huh? Kurt, who beat Jason Knight last week. Really months ago, but was shown last week.
And two friends of the show, Cody Gibson taking on Brad Katona.
Well, the other two have been on, too. Yeah. Why are you dogging the other two?
I'm not talking to anybody. The only one I dogged was the guy with all the letters. And then your early prelims, Andre Petroski versus Jerome Marichat. For your middleweight,
I think that's going to be a great fight. I mean,
and it's your main event on the early prelim. So there's no excuse for fans to not tune in from start to finish.
Gerald can be he can hit Piedmont Street by the time the card starts.
Yeah,
get this fight over and get the hell out.
Then your women's flyweight, Andrea Lee versus Natalia Silva.
She got really busy and didn't answer the phone.
Yeah. And then your women's flyweight first fight of the night, Karine Silva versus Myrna Moros. Moros? Moros.
They don't call you the best in the business for nothing.
not a pronunciation.
Well, that's
those are hard words.
That's what you're good at.
Words are tough.
Good card. Would have liked to have gone. It's a shame. A lot of cool stuff in Boston. I'm booking my flight tonight for New York.
Oh, well, that put me in, Coach.
I don't know.
Isn't that a song? Put me in, Coach. I'm ready to go.
Right.
Come on, New York. That's my favorite town. You asked me earlier. Of all the places, that's my town.
I can't associate with you in such big towns because there's APBs out on you.
I'm the king.
Where's that bearded fool? Oh, he's over there.
I'm not Giuliani. You can be seen in public with me in New York.
No, I really can't, but we do need to discuss it. JetBlue, up and back. It's pretty inexpensive.
Is it? Yeah, let's go.
Definitely going.
Well, I got to go. Well, is it Madison Square?
It is at Madison Square.
I got to go.
Flip a coin.
I've never been. Oh, wait, I did go.
Yes, you have.
I have
been. You are such an idiot.
Why did I go there again? Did we just go to get your wife popcorn?
We've done that before, and I remember I took popcorn back from there and was told don't ever get it from there again.
After her knee surgery, she's going to want a lot of popcorn.
Yeah, she can't eat popcorn anymore.
What?
Yep. It's on the do not disturb list.
No way.
Yep.
She could sacrifice something else, like water.
She sacrificed her knees.
No, I hope she has a speedy recovery. And
appreciate that.
Everything goes well.
I think she appreciates it more, but
for sure.
I appreciate that. Well, cool. All right. It's been a pretty good show. I've enjoyed our guests.
Yeah. Great. Great guest.
We'll try to call Andrea Lee and find out. Because I wanted to talk to her about the Russians and the KGB.
Well, yeah. I wanted to talk about where Atlanta, Texas is.
You could GPS that.
Yeah. But it's better to get it from firsthand.
You could Google it.
Is there anything there?
Hey, Google, where's Atlanta, Texas?
What do you? Okay.
How many Atlantas are there? Did you Google that? You Googled
not.
How many Philadelphias there are. We got like 40 seconds.
All right.
So in the next 37 seconds, how many Atlantas are there in the United States of America? And if you can't come up with it quickly enough, we will talk more about the Tampa Bay Buccaneers taking on the New York Jets game 2. Starters will play a little bit more. They didn't play at all week 1.
That was a lot. Like, they're all the state. Arkansas, California, Delaware, Idaho, Illinois, Indiana, Kansas, Kentucky. A ton.
Speaking of Kentucky, this show is over. I want to thank everybody for tuning in. I want to thank our sponsors, Staff Zone, 8-Man Strong, and Bucked Up Energy Drink. We'll be making the announcement, like I said, in the next couple of weeks, major sponsor coming on board, as well as hopefully a major network based out of Nebraska is going to start running us. I think part of that contract will be moving Matt down to co-host.
No way.
And I said that I will discuss it with them as the time gets closer. Until next week, everybody have a good week. Watch the UFC Saturday night. We'll talk about it next week. See everybody next week. Jump on it.
This is the Tan Talk Radio Network.
8-Man Strong is not simply about the biggest or strongest. It's about those who have survived true lows, suffered, faced demons real or in their heads, and are fighting to come back against it all. If you live with a passion for greatness and strength and resilience towards all obstacles that may attempt to derail you, if you're bold and aggressive in the pursuit of the things you want in life, if you are meant to overcome everything that stands in your path of reaching your goals, then you are 8-Man Strong.
Got bills? Looking for work, but nobody is hiring? StaffZone is. As the leading provider of commercial construction, industrial, and special event staffing throughout the Southeast and Texas, StaffZone has plenty of work to go around, and they need you now. Don't wait. Go now to www.thestaffzone.com and find a branch closest to you. Work today, get paid today. That's the StaffZone way.